Giovanni, you spoke to the Kiwanis Club of Okeechobee group this week, talking about Chobee Nation basketball and that program, how it's grown and the benefits. First of all, before we get into the presentation, maybe just talk about what Chobee Nation basketball is, how it started, what the goal is with it.
So Dimitri Rouse and Marvin Roberts actually started Chobee Nation with Chaka Smith under Chaka Stars. And where we started, just kind of trying to get the kids out of basketball season in our hands. So that was the goal. After basketball season, which ended usually around February, we would start travel ball in the spring, February, March, to keep them in the gym, keep them working. Now, as a high school coach, Florida FHSAA, they don't allow you to work with the kids out of season. So that's why we started Chobee Nation. So we became travel ball coaches so that we can get our hands on these kids in the off season and work with them on the stuff we wanted to run the next winter. And we could do it through travel ball. We were allowed to do that. So that's why we started it, really. And the goal became to get these kids fundamentals. We were lacking a lot of fundamentals. Like, you know, in Okeechobee, we don't have size. We don't have many kids that are big. So we had to work a lot of fundamentals. And the only way to do that was in the off season. During season, it's the season comes too quick. We literally have tryouts, and 2 weeks after tryouts, we have a game. So there's not that much time to get them ready. So we used Chobee Nation as a feeder system for our high school program. And that was the goal. And it got so big that we were able to go all the way down to elementary and get them super young. And build the middle school teams. So then our middle school teams began to get really, really good. I believe Osceola had 2 undefeated seasons with our Chobee Nation group. Yearling also had great seasons. All those kids play Chobee Nation. So in we were trying to build the high school. What we were doing actually was building the entire Okeechobee community, which was the middle schools and the high schools. So that's where we started off. Just trying to get them in the off season in the gym and keep them ready and not have to get them ready in those 2 weeks time that we have.
What did you talk to the club about today? What were some of the questions that you got, the things that you spoke to them about?
I got a lot of questions about how the funding works, things like that. So children and family is a huge part of what we do. Without them, we couldn't do our summer program and a lot of the things that we do with these kids. So children and family is a huge part of Chobee Nation, but we also do fundraising. The parents can fundraise if they choose to help with their fees and stuff. Another question they had was about, what do we do as a group? And, you know, I kind of explained to them the same thing we just talked about, is just being a feeder system and getting the kids not to sit around in the spring and summer doing nothing. Get them working, get them, you know, active. That way, when basketball season does come, you know, we're ready and we're already ahead of the other teams around the coast because we've been working all spring and summer.
So how do you judge the success of the program? How do you feel it's going right now?
I believe we are doing a great job. You can tell in the schools, our boys and girls program at the high school has been amazing. The boys were one game away from state a couple years back. The girls were one game away from state last year. And all that comes from Chobee Nation. All those players play Chobee Nation. And they're playing year-round. And they're playing against kids who are recruited. So we only have the high school. We only have the one high school here. So the other teams we play against, just for an example, we play a team called Treasure Coast Saints. And they get to pick kids from all over the Treasure Coast. So they pick the best kids from this school, the best kid from this school, the best kid from that school, and they put them on one team. And we play against that. So then in the travel circuit, we're playing against the best kids from each school on one team. So then when we go to school season and all those players have to branch off back to their schools, our team is still the same team. So I believe that's a big part of our success. We take lumps during travel season. We do. We get beat pretty bad some games. But the game speed, the you know, kids are nervous when they play in front of a crowd. When you play travel ball, there is a humongous crowd. Sometimes, like this weekend, we're playing in a convention center with 40-something courts under one roof. So that helps also with the nervousness. Now when they come back and play in their hometown, in their home gym, they're not as nervous. So that kind of helps also. So that's just a huge part of our success, is being able to take our group, that's a school group, and playing against all these big times, you know, teams that have talent from all over the place. But then when we come back to school ball, they have to go back to their schools. They don't have that powerhouse team, where we still have our same team. And I think that's a huge part of our success.